The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you'll wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Thursday. The word Thursday comes from Thor's day. It is a pagan day, and we're stuck with it. But I like to talk to my Christian friend, Kevin McCullough. Kevin, welcome to the program. Love having you on.
I tried to lift Thor's hammer once, but I was not worthy. So
is that right? Yeah. And yesterday was Woden's day. It's really bad. Really, things
are
just
going
down.
Is that like Thor's father?
We
are lost in the Marvel comic universe at this point.
It's pagan. It's paganism. I reject weekdays in general. I've had it with weekdays. They're all pagan. Okay, so many people on this program know of you as Votstradamus because Chris Himes, my producer Chris Himes once thought, you know, Kevin McCullough is such an extraordinary prognosticator on the level of a Nostradamus, but unlike Nostradamus, Kevin McCullough is not a 14th century French mystic. He's alive today, and he typically makes political pronouncements. So maybe we could call him Votstradamus. And so
sure.
Chris Himes, he tagged you as Votstradamus. Far be it from me ever to repeat that. But the fact is, Chris was on salary when he did that, so we own the term Votstradamus. But honestly, normally you come on here, we talk about current events, we talk about politics. But I'm happy to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. So today, Thursday, what is on your mind? What is happening in the culture
It's been a busy, big week for some big issues. On Tuesday night, Trump and Biden solidified enough delegates in their prospective campaigns to solidify the matchup. So now all that's left for the primary process to be completed is for the conventions to happen and for their nominees to become the front runner for their party. I am interested in knowing, Eric, if you believe Joe Biden will, in fact, be the candidate. A lot of our Salem colleagues are split on this. I tend to think that they're going to kind of be stuck with him, but I don't know. I haven't heard you say anything about it.
I have many times said that I never believed for the last year and change. I do not believe
that
Joe Biden is going to be put forward. I think, you know, to save face, they have to pretend that they're going to go forward with him. But I think that the powers, behind the scenes, which have always been the powers. When you're dealing with Biden, you know, he's a
sure.
He's a cipher. He's a husk. And I say that in the most positive sense. He's a husk. He clearly is not the one, you know, running things. He's not the mastermind. He's not the actual leader. And of course, that's unconstitutional. But the fact of the matter is that people like David Axelrod and Barack Obama and Susan Rice and whoever else is behind the scenes, I'm sure they have been wargaming this for many, many months, trying to figure out what they can do. And it would be my prognostication. I'm no Votstradamus, but I would say that they will, around the time of the convention, probably slump somebody in to take his place, and they'll say something like, you know, because of health reasons or whatever it is, because he's been caught with his hands in the till, you know, with China. And I mean, the corruption that is being uncovered every single day, it's grotesque. And if there's anybody listening who doesn't have a problem with that, you're the problem. And I don't even want people like that to listen to this program, because they're people that are so cynical. No, if you are so cynical that you don't care that this president is that corrupt, astonishingly corrupt for decades, if you don't care about that, you're dead. I mean, you're not even functioning as a citizen. People need to care about that.
Increasingly, so I think increasingly the American people are caring about things very important. And a couple of stories in the last week caught everybody's attention. One was the fact that Joe Biden didn't really know who Laken Riley was in any way. President Trump went to visit the family the day of the Georgia primary this week. That was a tremendously important symbol, but it wasn't a symbol. Like, he really cared about the family. Joe Biden has yet to speak to them. This is the young woman from Athens, Georgia, who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. And instead of saying, Joe Biden, the day after the State of the Union, that he was sorry to Laken Riley's family for mispronouncing her name and not really making that issue a very important one in his speech, he apologized for using the term illegal, which is slang in our vocabulary for many decades as people who are here illegally. The political correctness police are out in full force, and that's the problem. Joe Biden is responding to them instead of the actual issues that are in front of him. But let me move to the other story that really did touch people this week. And our colleague Sebastian Gorka was the first place I saw it on Instagram that had it posted. But it was this video of these two girls. They appear to be of high school age that suddenly are in a fight. To me, the victim didn't appear to do anything. The perpetrator swings her around, violently begins to punch her. And then once she has her on the ground, literally takes her head and begins to bash it into the cement sidewalk as hard as she can. The girl, as of this conversation at this moment, is in critical condition, fighting for her life to survive. The attorney general in the state of Georgia has said that he believes that this crime should be punished by adult standards, given that the girl was in high school. And I absolutely believe, after having just watched that video, that if this girl dies, the charge should be murder one, not manslaughter, not second degree homicide. She took her head and repeatedly bashed it into the cement.
I had the misfortune of seeing that video.
And so did most of America,
by the
way.
It is one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen on Instagram, wherever I happen to be scrolling at the time. I don't think most Americans should see things like this. It's one of the most horrible things. It is murder. If you smash someone's head into the pavement more than once, you're trying to kill them. And it is likely that the young woman who did that will have killed or nearly killed the young woman to whom she was doing this. It's as grim an indictment of our culture as anything you could ever see, that this sort of thing is going on in America. Absolutely horrifying.
Well, and some people are trying to draw the contrast. And if you'll notice, I haven't mentioned race in this conversation yet, but they're trying to draw a contrast to the people that are involved based on race. There's questions about whether or not the victim was in some way Jewish. And so maybe there's even some anti-Semitism involved here. My point is, whether any of that's true or not, this was an otherwise innocent human being minding her own business. And this perpetrator has conducted this. And what the president doesn't want to own is that this is the country he has created. He has created the country where daughters will get murdered when they're out for a run in Athens, Georgia. He has created a crime-infested society where a young girl will go and all but kill another girl for no reason and have some sort of expectation that she won't have to suffer the consequences of her actions. This is the confusing state of affairs when you remove God from the equation that a society ends up with. And that's exactly where we are.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's correct. And it is bleak. It is bleak. By the time this airs, we may know more about the state of the girl whose head was smashed with incredible viciousness into the pavement. Nobody should have to see anything like that. Well, what else can we talk about, my friend? That's a bleak beginning.
Well, just around the corner, you're going to have the new national campaign strategies for both presidential campaigns to start to take a really sharp focus. And that's why I bring up these two stories. When we had Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, and this is the first time in 70 years that the same candidates have faced each other in back-to-back elections. When we last saw Joe Biden on the campaign trail, he was a man who had not been in elected office for a while. He'd been out of office completely for 4 years. He had been appointed as the vice presidential running mate of Barack Obama before that, and he had left the Senate to take that position. So he hadn't had to stand for election in quite a while.
Actually, Kevin, hang on a second. We're going to go to a break. Okay. We'll be right back. Plenty more with Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Some people call him Votestradamus, but of course I call him my friend Kevin McCullough. But sometimes I call him Votestradamus. Nonetheless, Kevin McCullough, welcome back. You're just talking about where we are politically in the country, and you were just describing Joe Biden's situation as he staggers toward the possibility of running for a second term.
Well, in the first election against Trump, he had no real immediate record to look at or to be examined. So he'd kind of been hiding for about 12 years as Obama's vice president and then as someone who was out of public office altogether. Now he has a record to run on. And the last 4 years have not turned out well. And this is why the former president is leading in every swing state. And you even have people like MSNBC and CNN that are starting to wring their hands and say this Trump lead genuinely looks like it's real across the country. You saw yesterday the shrews on The View starting to ratchet up their parroting techniques. This is all going to be happening more and more. And what I find to be interesting about it is that these people, the spokespeople for the left, still believe that they have some sort of sway on the mass middle of America, when I think much more of the country is concerned about the Laken Rileys and this girl that got beaten in the high school this week. These are the issues that strike at the heart of the home, of the parents, of the people that are making this country. And at the end of the day, you know, Joe Biden started his State of the Union speech with a whole passage on Ukraine. What difference does Ukraine make to the average man or woman working, trying to keep their family safe and protected and prosperous right now?
Well, it was on the teleprompter. He had no choice but to read it. It's sad. It's pathetic. But, you know, it's funny. Joe Biden is really, you know, it's the sort of thing people say. Trump says that he's the worst president in our history. There can be no doubt that he's the worst president in our history. It's not close. It's not like, well, he is for sure the worst president in our history.
He's making Jimmy Carter look like a genius at this point.
Oh, he makes Carter look like Reagan. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we would long for the days of Jimmy Carter. I mean, Jimmy Carter at his worst was a good guy doing a not great job. Joe Biden is this puppet of very wicked forces that are destroying this nation on by any metric, anywhere you look. The southern border, the fentanyl pouring in, murdering millions of Americans, sent here by China. I mean, the more you know, the more horrifying it is. And Joe, but this is why I said earlier, I don't believe Biden will be the nominee. I think that he is as crippled as
it gets. They certainly can't hide the good old boy. You know, they can't put the front up for being the good old boy anymore. I mean, just look at the State of the Union. The words that were intelligible, which were probably less than 30%, were factually wrong on most of it. But most of the time, his face is etched in a stretch of anger, and he's looking and shouting at the Union of the United States. I called it the shout at the Union address. Like, I sat there for 90 minutes getting yelled at by the crabby guy down the street who wants the kids off the lawn, and he's explaining all the reasons why he has the right to tell us that. That, in essence, is, I think, largely how the country is beginning to view him. Obviously, the hardcore politicos on the left are going to support their guy no matter what.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the working class men and women of America that go to school and work and church every week, and they just want this life to be a little bit better for their kids than the one they had growing up. Well, those people don't like this guy.
I didn't watch the State of the Union because I care too much about myself to put myself through that. And I told people, you know, miss it if you can. But for those people who are wondering how it's possible for a doddering husk like Joe Biden to talk for that long, I just want to be clear that my sources tell me that it was a combination of Adderall and a fruit juice colonic. A fruit juice colonic right before back there. No, it's look. The fact that we're even talking about that he is sometimes clearly unable to think or speak clearly, everybody knows this. And so that's why I think that the powers that be behind the scenes, they're kind of, you know, as I said, wargaming their plan. And they're probably going to bring in somebody like Big Mike or Gavin Newsom, somebody that can plausibly make an attempt. It's not going to be Kamala Harris because she's Kamala Harris. And so we don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you, Kevin, I want to just say that we are in the nation,
a problem in and of itself.
Well, but before
to Kamala Harris,
hold on a second.
They're going to have a backlash on their hands.
Yes. But before we get into that, I just want to say what you said earlier. The left is freaked out because they know that the last few years, things have been so unutterably horrible that your average American knows they don't want more of this. You don't need to be any kind of a partisan or pro-Trump. Your average American just sees we are in free fall on a level we have never seen. The older you are, the more context you have to just say we've never been anywhere near the madness. And what they're going to do in this year ahead, we don't know. I would be surprised I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't try to put a bullet in Trump's head. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't try that, because I honestly believe they are desperate to do anything they can do. Absolutely anything. They did dramatic things the last time. I just think that they have nothing to lose. In their minds, they have absolutely nothing to lose. We don't know what we're going to see. Maybe we'll have martial law. We'll have some kind of fictional problem that they force down our throats to give them the ability to say, oh, well, we can't have an election. We don't know what it's going to be. But I want people to be prepared that they're going to do anything. I believe God's hand is on this country. and that we've all got a role to play, and that in the end, what is right will prevail. But what we have to go through before then, we don't know. So you just said that they have a problem with Kamala Harris. So I want to let you finish that thought.
Well, if they don't give it to her, let me just give you some current data on the ground. Right now, Trump is polling at 28% with African Americans across the country. I would suspect that majority of the 28% are evangelical African Americans, because they are definitely standing with him on the gender theory stuff in the schools and all the rest of that. But 28% is an unheard of record amount of African Americans to defect from the
Democratic
Party.
How bad do things have to be when that many African Americans would go for Trump? Things would have to be this bad. That's how bad it would have.
It's
just unbelievable. In history, we've never seen anything like it. Never, ever.
And many of them have had success under a Trump economy previously. So they're remembering just a few years ago when gas prices weren't, obscene and the rest of it. They're saying, well, wait a minute. And they also know, and this is a little known secret in the black community, a little kept secret rather in the black community, that African Americans overwhelmingly like Trump. They think he's a cool guy. They want to be him. In fact, a lot of African American males say that they idolize the success and the plane and the boats and everything. They want to grow up and be Donald Trump when they grow up. So there's already a natural likability in that arena. But if you take 28% of the African American votes that are there, that is an enormous sieve off of the Democratic base. You couple that with a couple of things, one of which is you have several states that have tightened up their drop box balloting measures that were allowed under COVID that aren't going to be allowed anymore. Wisconsin's Supreme Court, their state Supreme Court, threw out every COVID measure that was in place during the COVID crisis. They said there wasn't one of these that was constitutional. Boom, all of them are gone. That means that they're back to whatever they were prior to that. So you're not going to have suitcases of ballots being dumped into the system at 2 a.m. When everybody else is asleep. They're not going to be allowed to do that. Similarly, you've had some success in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and some states that didn't need it made stronger measures like Texas and a couple of others. You still have some problems in Nevada. You still have some problems in Arizona. But even in those states, if you look at the polling as of today, you're seeing that Trump has anywhere from a 5-point lead when it's just him and Biden head on head up to an 8 to 10-point lead if you have the other also rans, the RFKs and Jill Stein and the professor from Harvard, whose name is Cornel West. If you have these guys in the mix as well, the lead even expands from there. So what you're looking at is an overwhelming Reagan-esque size of response right now. And in the past, where it may have been a little uncool to tell pollsters that you were supporting Trump, I don't think people think are worrying about it being uncool anymore. I think being a Joe Biden fan right now is very uncool. And I think that they're starting to tell pollsters that when they call them.
Can you imagine anybody saying, like, I'm psyched about Biden. I think he's done a great job. I mean, there are people ignorant enough
not
to
people
actually,
that aren't in a coma at the present time
to think that yes, the comatose will be voting in November.
He will have that vote locked up for
sure. We'll be right back. We're talking to Kevin McCullough of That Kevin Show.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-3255. 0596 right now, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Welcome back, folks. I'm talking to my friend Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votstradamus, but I just know him as Kevin. Nonetheless, Kevin, okay, we're talking about many things, but a couple days ago, there are so many Trump cases, I get them all confused. What were you going to say?
Well, just remember, so Trump's already had some interesting things happen on the court front for him, and he's having to juggle campaign appearances with courtroom appearances and then victory speeches after big primary wins, et cetera. But the judge in the RICO case that is being adjudicated in Fannie Willis's jurisdiction in Georgia had six of the charges that had been laid against Trump and the fellow co-defendants dropped completely. And this was the rationale on what the judge said. He said it's not that the prosecution doesn't report a preponderance of charges. There are many, many charges. He says, but the evidence that underlies them, that you would present to say this is why he should be charged with this, is absent. In fact, this was the word he used. He said the evidence that is underlying these charges is so lacking in substance that it's fatal to the case, meaning that he then decided to say these six charges we're just dismissing outright completely without even going another step of the way. Look for two things to happen in the next few days. I'm putting on Votstradamus hat now. There's a couple of things that could happen. Jack Smith is before the Supreme Court, and in the month of April, the court has agreed to decide on whether or not presidential immunity is a thing and whether or not it applies to Trump as it regards the January 6th case that has been brought by Jack Smith. Now, what did I not say? I'm not saying that they're going to decide whether immunity applies to all defendants of January 6th, and I'm not going to say that it could be used to make a blanket statement about anything else that Donald Trump did. This is going to be I suspect this is going to be a narrow ruling about this case. But the precedent that it will set, if they decide to find in favor of the former president and they find against Jack Smith, will be, in essence, a neutralizing of the rest of the criminal cases against Donald Trump, except for the RICO case in Georgia, where they don't have that case is going to fall apart on its own because they have 19 people that they have said conspired together, operated together in a racketeering operation to trick the country into putting false electors into office instead of the ones that were elected. The only problem with that theory is that there's no evidence that these people ever worked together in any fashion. There's no evidence that they were working to overturn in any way other than purely legal and appeals means through courts and through public elected officials. There was nothing conspiratorial about it from the standpoint that there was no secret plan. They never met up at the deep secret headquarters, you know, to talk about what they were going to do. So RICO cases are already very hard to prove. The fact that the judge just lopped off six of the biggest charges and you don't have any evidence that supports the rest of these, that case is going to fall apart. But if the Supreme Court comes back to Jack Smith, and he did this to himself, He's the one that went up to the court and said, you have to hurry. You have to hurry. We've got to decide if the president has immunity or not, because I got to get my case tried before the election. And the court said, OK, we're going to take a look at it. Now, they have seemed to indicate in the past that there's not unlimited immunity for the chief executive. But if they come back and they say he was president on January 6th, he comported himself in consistency with the duties of what he had, and therefore his immunity is not an outrageous claim, Jack Smith's case goes poof into thin air, as do several of the others that are surrounding it.
What do you mean several of the others? What others?
Well, the documents case might very well come under whether or not a president has immunity to handle documents and to deal with them as he sees fit. They may also say that, you know, it could impact the RICO case from this standpoint. If you can't prove that there's racketeering, then any of President Trump's actions involving the election were just seeking lawful methods to question whether or not the election was accurate. This immunity case will have ramifications beyond just Jack Smith's case. And if it blows them all up, he only has himself to blame, because he's the one that went to the Supreme Court and said, you got to do this right now.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Kevin, I don't know where you go to church, but has your church done a free screening of the film Letter to the American Church? Is that in the works?
Not to my knowledge. No, sir.
Why would you go to a dead church?
You're not going to be able to pull that one on me. I go to a gospel preaching church that is very active and challenging sitting lawmakers on their unbiblical positions on things. I'm feeling pretty positive about that. But will put in a good word for the film.
If
that's what you're asking me to do.
It's not about the film. I just would assume that a free screening would be – it's free. You know, like, we're not making money. It's not like putting a good word so we can make some money. It's a free screening. So I say this because I want everybody in America to know – there's no strings attached. We're doing this to get the word out, to wake up those who are still – you know, there are many people that go to Bible-believing churches where they say, well, the Bible is preached or whatever. But you have to take it to the next level. You have to say, therefore, folks, we have these battles. We need to get involved in these battles. We can't just say, I know what is true.
When our congressman tried to start shutting down crisis pregnancy centers, our associate pastor openly called him out and has continued to do so on the basis of truth and the principle of life. And I support him in that.
Well, see, this is what's wonderful. I know that there are pastors out there that are willing to do that. And I want to be clear, folks, that we have to get involved. It's not just enough to know what's going on. We've got to do what we can do. Kevin McCullough, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Eric Metaxas.
At That Kevin Show, folks, don't forget, lettertothemericanchurch.com is the website. And don't forget, we're doing a fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are heroes, and they need you to help them out. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. God bless you as you give.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Chris, I've been talking to Kevin McCullough, whom you dubbed Votestradamus. But you understand, Chris Himes, you understand that you were on salary on this program, and so we own that intellectual content. So
That's fine. That's
fine. You
can't
go off on your own and make money off the word Votestradamus.
I've made up for it in other ways by taking staples from the office.
You're the guy. You've been stealing.
I've been paying myself in staples and office supplies.
It is always fun to talk to Votestradamus. In any case, we have coming up John Zmirak in hour two. He wrote a piece at stream.org about Mike Pence and Kristi Noem and how both of them sold out religious conservatives, well, actually America, by vetoing a bill on religious liberty. This is what Mike Pence did in 2015 when he was governor in Indiana. And it's really, it's kind of where we are today. You have these people that they make a big show of being Christians, but then when you expect them to stand up courageously against these secular forces, which are actually anti-American. It has nothing to do with Christians versus non-Christians. It has to do with our liberties and a religious liberty as enshrined in our founding documents. A lot of these Christians like Mike Pence, they do not stand up. And it's a scandal, really. And it's leading to, the erosion of all of our liberties. So John Zmirak is talking about that in hour two. Then I'm going to talk to a pastor. I read a letter the other day. I don't know. This is like last week. Somebody wrote to us, a Lutheran pastor in Dodge City, Kansas, who has been put through hell because there are people in his church who are, you know, you find this in the mainstream. They do not like that he's preaching out of the Bible. And so they're coming after him. He did a screening of Letter to the American Church in his church. Most people, of course, liked it. I don't know what there is that's not to like. We're trying to present a biblical view. It's a church. But there were some, of course, that were rubbed the wrong way. So they're coming after him. And I'm not sure what happened. I think it was last night that the actual thing went down. But I want to air that in hour two, just so people understand what's going on out there. And so that people will understand you need to get in the battle. You need to get in the battle in your church. And if your church is not taking seriously the evil that's rising all around us, you should get out of that church. I say this over and over. I hope you'll do it because the hour is – it's short. The hour is short. We don't have a lot of time left and we're in a bad place. I want to reiterate also that we interviewed Ryan Bomberger. I think we'll air that tomorrow probably. But he wrote a book. Some of you know he wrote a wonderful book. He and his wife wrote a book called She Is She, just talking about this radical idea that girls are girls. They can't become boys. They're unique. They're girls. Boys can't become girls. It was so clever and so wonderful. They did a sequel called He Is He. I recommend it highly. I mean, it's just delightful and it's important at this point. So we're going to be talking to him. I think we'll air that tomorrow. I've been doing a ton of media interviews around Letter to the American Church. Just yesterday, I was on Amanda Grace. Some of you know Amanda Grace. She's been on the program. She is so much fun. I love her. She interviewed me yesterday live. That's probably already up. We have to look. Then I was interviewed by Joseph Arthur, He's the musician that we've had on this program a couple of times. He's amazing. He interviewed me for his show. That'll air on Saturday. But I've just been doing a lot of media to get the word out about Letter to the American Church. And I'm always astounded about people who haven't heard. So I will say it again and again and again. The website is lettertotheamericanchurch.com. lettertotheamericanchurch.com. And we are offering free screenings of the film to any church that is interested. So that's pretty wonderful that it's literally free to any church that's interested. Of course, if you want to watch it yourself, I think it's $9.99. Go to the website, lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You can watch it that way. You can buy the DVD, and then you can watch it as many times as you want, and you can give it to people to borrow. And, you know, we want to get the word out. But it's all at lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You can sign your church up for free screening at lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You can watch the film yourself through lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You can buy the DVD, as I mentioned. You can buy the book. You can buy the study guide. We want to start a movement. And if people in America will understand that it is our duty in the church to get the word out about, you know, well, if you call yourself a Christian, you need to understand you have a moral obligation to speak out against evil. And wherever we turn, every day I read more things that are coming out, the corruption. We have a moral obligation to talk about these things and to be a force for good, to speak against the evil, not to say I'm going to take a pass. The way I keep putting it, and we say it in the book and in the film Letter to the American Church, is that the German church said, basically, we're going to take a pass. We are going to do church while all these evils are rising. We don't have an opinion. We don't have a stake in it. We're just going to do church. And they thought, well, we're just sitting on the fence. It's safe on the fence. We're not going to choose. We're not going to go on the other side of the fence. And what I keep saying is the devil owns the fence. If you are in a situation where you think you're being neutral and evil is arising around you, you are complicit with the evil. And so I want to say this clearly, folks, that this is not just my opinion. This is vital. If you look historically at the role of the church in history, the church is supposed to be at the forefront of standing against evil. It's vital. So I want to exhort you to go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, spread the website wherever you can. I'm going to be flying today to Denver. Tomorrow night, we're doing an event at Brave Church in Denver, a screening of the film. I'm going to speak before and after the film. After that, I'm going to be up in Windsor, Colorado on Saturday. So this is happening all over the country. Join the movement. This is about saving America for God's purposes. We'll be right back. You're not so down. Welcome back. We got John Zmirak coming up in a few minutes at the top of the hour. Suffice to say, it's John Zmirak. After that, I'm talking to a Lutheran pastor in Dodge City, Kansas, who is fighting the good fight. We're going to be doing more of this, of highlighting people that are fighting the good fight. I'm just impressed with people that are willing to do it, and I want to encourage everybody to get in the fight. We talk about Letter to the American Church. I also want to talk about, before we get to Zmirak, we're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom. We need your help. We need your help, folks. Every day I do my best to kind of exhort you to jump in and to help with our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are a nonprofit legal defense organization that is going back in front of the Supreme Court March 26th. They are heroes. They are genius lawyers who are fighting for religious liberty. On March 26th, they go in front of the Supreme Court. They're arguing the case against the Food and Drug Administration, okay, because the Food and Drug Administration, we've talked about this on the program, has endangered the health and safety of women and girls by unlawfully removing its original safety standards on harmful abortion drugs. We need to replay that interview to remind you. It's unbelievable. So the Alliance Defending Freedom is going to bat. We want you to help them. We want you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, please do it. Go there. And by the way, we have a clip. Jean Marie Davis is her story is she once considered an abortion, but then decided to keep her baby with the help of a pregnancy resource center. Many of you know my wife, Suzanne, ran one of those for 12 years here in New York. The right of the pregnancy resource center to operate was defended in court by ADF, okay, despite efforts to muzzle this pregnancy center's pro-life message by the legislature in Vermont. So everywhere you look, you have people trying to, you know, crush folks like the ones at the Pregnancy Resource Center. Everywhere you look, ADF are the heroes. They come in, they fight in court, and they win. So let's play the story of Jean Marie Davis. Let's hear this.
Had it not been for Lions Defending Freedom and the Pregnancy Center, I would be dead. They saved my life. Now it is my turn to defend the very cause that saved me. Vermont wants to shut down pregnancy centers because we don't support the state's extreme abortion agenda. Our work powerfully shows that there is real help for men, women, and children in need.
It's unbelievable. Folks, get in the fight. Get in the fight. I don't know what you need to do, you know, ultimately, but right now, just giving to the Alliance Defending Freedom, anything you give to them means you're in the fight. They're in the fight, and they're in the fight for us, whether we give them a dime or don't. But we should, obviously, because they're not getting wealthy off of this, okay? Like Planned Parenthood is, and like so many others from doing what they're doing. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. So that's just another example. We've got many more, but I want to exhort you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. The banner for ADF is right there. Your generous gift will make it possible for them to keep standing up for courageous clients all across America, like the woman who just spoke. There's a phone number if you prefer not to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give online. You can call 855-385-0596. Again, the number, 855-385-0596. We really need everybody who listens to this program to get in the fight and step up. Do what you can. MetaxasTalk.com is the banner. If you click on MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner and you can give that way, or you can just dial 855-385-0596. We've got John Zmirak coming up. Before John Zmirak, call 855-385-0596. 855-385-0596, or go to MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.